At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Ann from Dedham.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your daughter's name, Ann?
You know what? She wants to remain anonymous, but she is just finishing eighth grade.
And we deeply respect that.
Okay. Today is her last day of school, Kennedy.
Congratulations, yes. My friend.
Thank right. you. We listen to you every morning on our way to the bus.
Anonymously.
Well, we appreciate that.
Anonymously.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
I will. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
Roseanne claims ABC asked her to guest star on The Conners as a ghost. She turned them down, saying, quote, I'm going to be bowling that bleeping week. Which actor played her husband on both Roseanne and The Conners?
John Goodman.
Ice Spice, George Lopez, Regina Hall, they have all joined the cast of the new SpongeBob movie. On SpongeBob, what is the name of the villain who lives in a giant bucket and wants to steal the Krabby Patty secret formula?
Plankton.
Oh, I heard somebody in the background.
This is where you shine, Anonymous.
Question number three. Six of the seven members of BTS have completed their mandatory military service. Suga is the only one still serving, and he'll be done later this month. Can you name this BTS song? It's been 10 weeks at number one. Take a listen. Name that song.
Smooth Like Butter.
Question number four. Someone on social media said they were worried about Justin Bieber. And he didn't take it as a compliment. He told them, worry about yourself. Who featured on Justin Bieber's hit song Baby that came out when he was just 14 years old?
Nicki Minaj?
Question number five. 91-year-old Gilligan Island star Tina Louise was spotted out in New York City. She's the sole remaining member of the cast on Gilligan's Island before they all got stranded. How long was the boat tour supposed to be?
3 hours.
All right, let's get Kennedy back. Get back Kennedy in the studio. Yes, yes, yes.
Can make a radio out of coconuts, but can't patch a boat hull.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
And with an assist from Anonymous.
Couple of assists, I think.
Yeah, got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
Yep. These are tough. Kennedy, ready?
Yeah.
Roseanne claims ABC asked her to guest star on The Conners as a ghost. She turned them down saying, quote, I'm going to be bowling that bleeping week. Which actor played her husband on both Roseanne and The Conners?
John Goodman.
Tied at 1. Ice Spice, George Lopez, and Regina Hall have all joined the cast of the new SpongeBob movie. On SpongeBob, what is the name of the villain who lives in the giant bucket? Who lives in the giant bucket and wants to steal the Krabby Patty secret formula? Gary is not it.
No, that's the snail.
I don't know it.
Plankton.
Plankton. Oh.
Plankton is bad.
Plankton. All right.
Plankton is bad. Okay, I'll never forget it.
2-1 for Anne. Question number three. Six of the seven members of BTS have completed their mandatory military service. Suga is the only one still serving. He's got just a little bit of time left. He'll get out later this month. Name this BTS song. It spent 10 weeks as the number one song. First step right left, took my
Butter.
Tied at two. Someone on social media said they were worried about Justin Bieber, and he didn't take it as a compliment. He told them, and I quote, "Worry about yourself." Who featured on his hit song "Baby" that came out when he was just 14?
Ludacris.
Ludacris, that is right. 3-2. Question number 5. 91-year-old Gilligan's Island star Tina Louise was spotted out in New York City. She is the sole remaining member of the cast now on Gilligan's Island before they all got stranded. How long was the boat tour supposed to be?
A 3-hour tour.
A 3-hour tour.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. And I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you to you and Anonymous for listening to us. And have a great summer to Anonymous.
Yes.
As well.
Thank you guys very much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Of course, of course. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I am Ann from Dedham, and we can't believe Pete Kennedy.
Bye, Anonymous.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Jacqueline from Lowell.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Lowell.
Hi, Kennedy.
Lowell.
And you have the kids in the car, too. Who do you have with you?
Yeah, I have my daughter, Callie, and my son, Jace. We're on our way to school.
Talia and Jace, how many days left?
Yes. Yeah. Tomorrow's the last day.
Hey.
Lowell.
Yes.
How old is Talia?
I'm sorry?
How old is your daughter?
She's 13.
And Jace?
Jace is 11.
Which one do you like better?
Oh.
It depends on the day.
I love that answer. We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Jacqueline.
Yes, Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you. Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win $100.
Okay.
She's now left the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, we're ready.
All right, let's do it. Question number 1. Mary Lou Retton is making no excuses for her recent DUI arrest. Which Olympic sport did Mary Lou Retton participate in?
Oh, God. I have ice skating.
Question number 2. Two men broke into Macklemore, Seattle home on Saturday and bear sprayed the nanny while his kids were asleep in their rooms. The thieves reportedly made off with thousands of dollars worth of items. In Macklemore's song Thrift Shop, how much money does he have in his pocket?
$20.
Question number 3. Orlando Bloom spent $13,000 on a procedure to remove microplastics from his blood, but experts are skeptical that it actually works. He played Prince Paris, who falls in love with Helen of Troy and starts the Trojan War in the movie Troy. Who played Achilles in that movie?
Oh, I have no idea.
Forgot about that one.
That's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I know nothing about it.
Question number 4, the Big Bang Theory spinoff, Stewart fails to save the universe, will apparently have a lot of CGI. What kind of store did Stewart own on the Big Bang Theory?
Oh my God, I don't watch that one either. Big Bang Theory?
It's going to make it difficult to answer the question.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never
What'd
seen
you say?
It. Comic book store.
Okay.
Comic book store.
Question number 5. People magazine is reporting there has been tension with Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom due to Katy's deep-seated frustration after her last album flopped. What was the name of Katy's latest album?
Do you know that I win often when I listen to you guys on the radio, and I know none of these today.
Nobody knows
none.
That last answer.
I'm just happy to be here.
Orlando Bloom didn't even know that last answer. That's why they're fighting.
Well, we're happy to have you here, Jacqueline.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
It's all about the journey. All about the journey.
Yes, yes.
Kennedy, Jacqueline got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Yeah, these are really,
oh, thank you.
Really, really hard. Do you just want to quit now, Kennedy?
No, I'll give it a shot.
All right. I tried.
You had your chance.
Mary Lou Retton is making no excuses for her recent DUI arrest. Which Olympic sport did Mary Lou Retton participate in?
She was a gymnast.
Yes, a gymnast. 1-0.
Okay.
Two men broke into Macklemore's Seattle home on Saturday and bear sprayed the nanny while the kids were asleep in their rooms. The thieves reportedly made off with thousands of dollars worth of items. In Macklemore's song Thrift Shop, how much money does he have in his pocket?
$20.
He does have $20 in his pocket. 2-1. Question number 3. Orlando Bloom apparently spent $13,000 on a procedure to remove microplastics from his blood. Tell me you have too much money without telling me you have too much money.
Yep.
Experts are skeptical that it actually works. He played Prince Paris, who falls in love with Helen of Troy and starts the Trojan War in the movie Troy. Who played Achilles in that movie?
Brad Pitt?
You are unbelievable.
I know.
You kind of made an impression in that movie.
3-1. Question number 4. The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory spinoff, Stewart Fails to Save the Universe, will apparently have a lot of CGI. What kind of store did Stewart own on The Big Bang Theory?
Comic books.
4-2. Question number 5. People Magazine is reporting there is tension between Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom due to Katy's deep-seated frustration after her latest album flopped. What was the name of Katy's latest album?
143.
143. You're the only person who knows that.
I did a story on it earlier. I guess what it is.
Nice job, Kennedy.
You too, friend.
Yeah, thank you.
She got all of those right, Dan.
It's like she does this for a living.
Gotta have one thing going for me in this world. Heaven knows I don't got much else.
All right, 5-2 is final score. Jacqueline, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jacqueline. I'm from Lowell, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Are we going to play something off Katy Perry's latest album now?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Isabel from Gloucester.
Good morning, Isabel.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Isabel has the day off, Kennedy.
Oh, I hope you're not doing adulting stuff. She is.
Yeah, yeah. All of the adulting, right, Isabel?
Oh, 100%.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself the money, $100. Kennedy's now left the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. Are you ready, Isabel?
I am ready.
Aaron Rodgers is married, proving that anyone can find love. Aaron Rodgers rose to fame playing for the NFL team in Green Bay, Wisconsin. What is the name of that team?
Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay Packers.
Question number 2. The Weeknd just became the highest grossing black male artist to ever perform at MetLife Stadium. Has The Weeknd had over or under 5 different songs reach number 1?
I'm going to say over.
Question number 3. When Dakota Johnson won her Razzie last year, she got a message of support from fellow winner Sandra Bullock. She says, quote, "I freaked out getting this message from her because she's so iconic to me." What do the Razzies celebrate?
Oh no. I have no clue.
Okay, question number 4. Miley Cyrus says her family is emerging from a dark decade. She says, and I quote, "That was a really important part of my year this year was all of my family and putting those lines of communication back together." Miley Cyrus has a younger sister who is also a singer. What is her name?
Dude, I know this.
Okay.
Oh no. Well,
you don't have to go to work.
Noah,
we got
Lindsay?
Time. Is it what?
Is it Noah Lindsay? That's what I'm going to get.
I don't know what to do here, Dan. check and see what her middle name is. Question number five. Caitlin Dever's character Abby will be the focus of season 3 of HBO's The Last of Us. What is the official term for the zombie-like creatures in The Last of Us?
Oh, yeah, I have no clue.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That is her middle name, but I've never heard anyone use it.
That's amazing. All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Isabel, with the day off. What are you doing today, Isabel? Seriously, now I need to know.
The beach.
Oh, exactly, let's go.
That's a girl.
Yes.
No adulting.
That's why you live in Gloucester.
Are you going to the Sheik? We going to Winger Sheik? What are we doing?
Good Harbor.
Oh, see, you're smart. Locals know.
Yep.
It would cost all of us $45 to park there.
Yeah, well played. Well played.
So boo on Gloucester for that.
What are we drinking at Good Harbor Beach today?
Some twisted tea.
Some twisted tea. It's going to be like 80-something degrees today.
Mm-hmm.
Twisted tea, Good Harbor Beach. What are we doing with our lives, Kennedy?
Working.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be in a corporate meeting.
All day when it's 82 degrees.
All right. Isabel got... I'm going to give her 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
Dan, do you concur with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you.
Aaron Rodgers is married, proving that anyone can find love. Aaron Rodgers rose to fame playing for the NFL team that is based in Green Bay, Wisconsin. What is the name of that team?
They are the Packers.
Mac, did you write that question?
I did indeed.
I like the setup.
He's totally nuts.
Tied at 1, question number 2. The Weeknd just became the highest grossing black male artist to ever perform at MetLife Stadium. Has The Weeknd had over or under 5 different songs reach number 1?
Under.
No, way over 7, Kennedy.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
You doubt the power of Abel.
No, I just didn't think that. It's so hard to get a #1 these days, you know? I just didn't think.
No,
yeah, 7's a lot of them.
2-1, question number 3. When Dakota Johnson won her Razzie last year, she said she got a message of support from fellow winner Sandra Bullock. She says, and I quote, "I freaked out getting this message from her because she's so iconic to me." What do the Razzies celebrate?
The worst movies of the year.
Tied at 2. You're back in it, Kennedy.
All right, good.
So I can hear Sal cheering back there. Miley Cyrus says her family is emerging from a dark decade. She said, "It was a really important year for me this year. All of my family putting those lines of communication back together." Miley Cyrus has a younger sister who is also a singer. What is her name?
Noah.
Yes, Noah is it. What is her middle name again?
Lindsay. Apparently.
Noah Lindsay. 3-3, question number 5. Caitlin Dever's character Abby will be the focus of season 3 for HBO's The Last of Us. What is the official term for the zombie-like creatures in The Last of Us?
I don't know.
Apparently they're called infected.
Infected.
Write that down, Kennedy.
Good to know. Infected.
All right.
It's a good show. I like it.
3-3 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you. That was good, Isabel. I mean, that was tight.
Yeah, those were tough questions. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash, you don't get the win. But listen, you're going to be sitting on the beach drinking twisted teas. In a
I
very
know
short
you are winning
time.
At life,
you
my
are definitely
friend.
Winning. We have lost today, Dan.
We're going to be sitting in that meeting for 3 hours and like, oh, Isabel's so lucky.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Isabel from Gloucester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.